From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Ministry to obtain COVID-19 vaccine supply for April following embargo. Japan vows to help Papua send native students to Fukuoka. Now the news in detail. The Health Ministry will secure the supply of COVID-19 vaccines for the vaccination program in April following the AstraZeneca vaccine embargo by India. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin during a discussion on Monday said, Indonesia only has 7 million doses of Sinovac vaccine for April. Earlier, Indonesia was able to obtain 7.5 million doses of AstraZeneca. Sadikin noted that AstraZeneca's delivery to Indonesia for March and April stood suspended over a vaccine embargo imposed by India after the country clocked an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases that forced the local authority to ban vaccine exports. India is among the world's biggest vaccine producers, namely Novavax, AstraZeneca, and Pfizer. The Japanese government has hinted that it is ready to help native Papuans take their graduate diploma in agricultural studies in Fukuoka Prefecture. Japan is committed to making the Papua Provincial Government's vocational program successful. It was said by Education Attaché at the Japanese Embassy in Jakarta, Takahashi Yusuke, in a press statement that Antara received in Jayapura on Monday. He also said as of this year, there are 6 native Papuans opting for higher education in Fukuoka. He informed the Japanese government support would cover the administrative processes for immigration and cooperation, and Japanese language and cultural training. On behalf of the Japanese government, he praised the Papua Provincial Administration Scholarship Scheme for native Papuans studying in Fukuoka. State-run vaccine producer PT Bio Farma Persero will start operating its new production facility in April to boost the manufacturing of COVID-19 vaccines. As reported by Antara News Agency, President Director of PT Bio Farma, Honesty Bashir, remarked during a hearing with Commission 6 of the House of Representatives on Monday, Bio Farma's production capacity currently standing at 10 to 12 million doses per month, will be increased to more than 25 million doses per month from April onwards, with 2 production facilities running. The president director noted that the company had received a Certificate of Good Manufacturing Practice, or CPOB, from the Food and Drug Control Agency, or BPOM, so the new facility could be operated soon. He remarked this will ensure vaccine supply for the government's program as the government already has the schedule of raw material delivery. An economist of University of Indonesia, Muhammad Khotib Basri, noted mass vaccination would be the only way to bring economic recovery to Indonesia, which has been pounded by the slowdown induced by the social distancing measures due to the COVID-19 pandemic. As quoted by the JakartaPost.com on Monday, Muhammad Khotib Basri, who served as finance minister under the administration of President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, said, the primary engine of economic growth was consumption in the middle to upper income brackets, and the prolonged social distancing measures had adversely impacted those activities. He also said private investment will happen if the government has an economy of scale, and the government only has economy of scale if mobility happens. Khatib further said this mobility can only happen with social distancing and vaccination. Now we move to the international news. Brazil's Health Minister Marcelo Coelho Rocha on Monday asked representatives of pharmaceutical firm Pfizer Inc. if they can speed up delivery of 50 million doses of its COVID-19 vaccine. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the Brazilian government previously ordered 100 million doses of Pfizer's vaccine. Coelho Rocha met with Pfizer's Brazil chief executive Marta Dias and other representatives of the drug maker to discuss the schedule for deliveries of the vaccine. Pfizer has previously said it plans to start delivering doses of its COVID-19 vaccine to the Brazilian government between April and May. The ministry stated under an initial delivery plan foreseen in the contract, the health ministry will receive 13.5 million doses in the second quarter and 86.5 million in the third quarter. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday that 90% of all adults in the United States will be eligible for the coronavirus vaccination by April 19, as he warned about the potential for an upsurge in infections. As reported by Reuters.com on Wednesday, speaking at the White House, Biden said some of the reckless behavior he had seen on television in recent weeks, a possible reference to scores of college students on spring break vacations in Miami, means more infections will be reported in the days ahead. He called on local leaders to reinstate mask mandates. We end the news with traffic that has resumed in Egypt's Suez Canal after a stranded container ship blocking it for nearly a week was finally freed by salvage crews. Tugboats honk their horns in celebration as the 400-meter-long or 1,300 feet Ever Given was dislodged on Monday with the help of dredgers. As quoted by BBC.com on Wednesday, hundreds of ships are waiting to pass through the canal which links the Mediterranean to the Red Sea. Peter Berdowski, CEO of Dutch salvage company Boskalis, said the Ever Given had been refloated at 15:05 or 13:05 GMT on Monday. Egyptian officials say the backlog of ships waiting to transit through should be cleared in around 3 days. But experts believe the knock-on effect on global shipping could take weeks or even months to resolve. Well, listener, that was the news.
Thank you. Indonesia will welcome back foreign tourists in certain areas around June to July 2021. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, said, until now, his side and several related parties continue to enter the finalization stage in terms of preparation for safe travel corridor arrangement. The COVID-19 pandemic has indeed brought about a major economic impact on various industries around the world, without exception, the tourism industry. Apart from Indonesia, countries in Europe and Asia-Pacific have started working together to rebuild their economies through this initiative. With the enactment of the travel bubble, countries that are cooperating can reopen their borders, allowing cross-country travel to proceed as before the pandemic. Indonesia will open tourism access with China, Japan, South Korea, and Australia through a travel bubble agreement in the near future. Of course, these are measured steps taken by various countries to revive the economy, especially the tourism sector. This brings its own enthusiasm and optimism. Of course, this needs to be done carefully. After vaccination is carried out for the Indonesian people, especially tourism actors, it is hoped that the herd immunity of the Indonesian people will be formed. The foreign tourists who have also received vaccine will certainly become their own capital so that efforts to drive the national economy by means of tourism can run smoothly. Hopefully, these efforts to start opening the tap for foreign tourist visit will have the expected impact. However, what needs to be anticipated is vigilance and health procedures that should be upheld by both foreign and domestic tourists in the country. After receiving the vaccine, don't let people tend to be negligent with the prescribed standards health procedures. Because without awareness, it will become a boomerang for the tourism area itself. By July, technical steps to receive foreign tourists in several areas will be more mature and well implemented. All started in history with March 30th National Film Day. Post-independence Indonesia, when the government was quite stable to be precise on March 30, 1950, being the first day of shooting for the film Blood and Prayers, or Long March of Siliwangi, which was directed by an Indonesian director, Usmar Ismail. This film is the first national film to characterize Indonesia and the first film produced by an Indonesian-owned film company, the Indonesian National Film Company, Perfini. However, it was not until 1999, with the Presidential Decree of the Republic of Indonesia No. 25 of 1999, that the government established March 30th as National Film Day. Let's moving on to March 30, 1974, the Jakarta History Museum is inaugurated. The Jakarta History Museum, previously known as Fathahillah Museum, is located on Jalan Taman Fathahillah, West Jakarta. This museum has a long history and contains many ancient relics dating to the post-independence era. The architecture of the building is also very thick with the Dutch colonial culture. This building has changed function several times, including as a court office, civil registry office, Dai Nippon Logistic Collection Office, and City Military Command Headquarters. In 1968, this building was officially handed over to the regional government of DKI Jakarta and was inaugurated as a historical museum of Jakarta on March 30, 1974 by the governor of DKI Jakarta, Ali Sadikin. I'll end today in history with March 30, 1981, when President Ronald Reagan is shot. United States President Ronald Reagan was the victim of a shooting while leaving a hotel in Washington, D.C. March 30, 1981. Reagan sustained serious chest injuries, requiring surgery at George Washington University Hospital. The shooting by John Warnock Hinckley also injured White House spokesman James Brady, a presidential security guard officer, and a policeman. Reagan, then 70 years old, escaped death and ruled for 2 terms. That was Today in History.
Sedetik pun aku tak pernah lupakanmu, karena aku terlalu sayang kamu. Lihatlah hatiku terluka dan semakin rapuh, karena kamu kini jauh dariku. Apakah kau di sana merindukanku? Tuhan, tolong diriku, aku tersiksa. Karena kamu kini jauh dariku. Apakah kau di sana merindukanku? Tuhan, tolong diriku, aku tersisa.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Seoul held a virtual performance, An Exotic Journey to Nusantara. This activity was officially opened by the 5th President of the Republic of Indonesia, Megawati Soekarno Putri, virtually on Saturday. In her remarks, she said, The virtual performance, An Exotic Journey to Nusantara, is a breakthrough for the Indonesian Embassy in Seoul in promoting 2021 as the Year of the Creative Economy for Sustainable Development. Escorted on the kemlu.go.id, Megawati Soekarnoputri urged Indonesia's young generation to actively work in the creative industry and not be afraid to work. She hopes that the creative economy sector will progress from 2021 to 2045. In 2045, the nation and people of Indonesia will commemorate one century of Indonesian Independence Day. In addition, Megawati also emphasized that creative industry players have to understand the protection of intellectual property laws that can protect their works, including copyright, geographical indications, and communal protection. Meanwhile, in his opening remarks, Ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to South Korea, Umar Hadi, as the host of the show, emphasized that the creative economy collaboration between Indonesia and South Korea can create jobs for the young generation in both countries. He stated that cooperation in the creative industry sector will open up many opportunities for micro, small, and medium enterprises to improve welfare in both countries. Ambassador Umar Hadi also explained that throughout 2021, which is the International Year of the Creative Economy for Sustainable Development, the Indonesian Embassy in Seoul will continue to support the penetration of 16 Indonesian creative economy subsectors into the South Korean market, one of which is through the fashion industry as a potential subsector. The Exotic Journey to Nusantara performance successfully presented the well-arranged work of Samuel Watimena, an Indonesian fashion designer who has been in fashion world for more than 4 decades. Meanwhile, CEO of the Seoul Design Foundation, Kyung Ran Choi, appreciated the talents of young Indonesian designers. Moreover, for 2 consecutive years, the young Indonesian designers have received the Top 10 Human City Design Award in Seoul, which is a prestigious award in the field of urban design. She hopes that through this very valuable performance, the cooperation between Indonesia and South Korea will increase. From Indonesia, a number of creative and textile industry leaders attended, including Iwan K. Lukminto, the Vice President Director of Sritex, Diana Santosa, CEO of Danar Hadi, Lina Chokro Saputro, CEO of Batik Riz. The event was also attended by observers and conservationists of Indonesian fabrics, including Yanti Erlangga Hartarto, the chairperson of the Indonesian Batik Foundation, Sranya Natalegawa, wife of the 16th Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ayu Rosan Ruslani, wife of the chairman of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry. From South Korea, this event was attended by ambassadors of Asian countries in Seoul and leaders of the creative industry and academic community, including Hankook University of Foreign Study, Busan University of Foreign Study, Seoul Institute of the Arts, Mokpo National University. That was my Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
From Indonesia to the world.
pergi meninggalkan ku tenggelam dalam sepi. Teganya dirimu sentuh aku dengan cintamu. Secepat itu dan kini kau berlalu. Ku hilang karenamu, aku tersesat karenamu. Hancur sudah semua karenamu. Di mana
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, in Indonesia, March 30 each year is celebrated as National Film Day. The determination of March 30 as National Film Day was initially decided by the Indonesian Film Council Conference on October 11, 1962. Then the government issued official regulations regarding the determination of National Film Day through the Presidential Decree No. 25 of 1999. The government chose March 30 because on that day, the film The Long March, or also known as Darah and Doa, was produced. This film, which was produced by Usmar Ismail, is the first Indonesian film production. Usmar Ismail was later appointed as the father of national film. In the commemoration of National Film Day, this edition of Indonesian Wonder will invite you to get to know more about the Usmar Ismail Film Center, or also known as Cinematek Indonesia Usmar Ismail. Cinematek Indonesia Usmar Ismail is located on Jalan HR Rasuna Said Kuningan, Kafling C22, South Jakarta. Cinematek Usmar Ismail is a center for film archives and film data located in Jakarta. Founded in 1975 by Misbah Yusabiran and Asrul Sani, it is the first film archive in Southeast Asia and the only one in Indonesia. Cinematek stores more than 2,750 celluloid films and thousands of other films in analog tape, magnetic tape, and digital formats. The film collections are mostly Indonesian films, including feature films, documentaries, and short films. Cinematek also keeps reference works, such as screenplays and film documents, as well as historical film equipment. This building has a special film storage room, with the room temperature of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius and the humidity of 40 to 60%, so that film made of celluloid tape material are well preserved. When visiting Cinematek Indonesia Usmar Ismail, you can see how Cinematek Indonesia officers take care of the films by cleaning the celluloid tape and checking the connection of the film tape. The film storage room is located in the basement of the building. The films here can also be watched by individuals in a special room. Meanwhile, for film screening that involves large audiences, there is cinema hall on the lower floor with a seating capacity of 4,500 seats with DCP or digital cinema packet equipment. In addition to the film storage room, there is a room to check the condition of the films. Here you will also see a variety of movie posters from various eras and old film editing machines. The fourth floor of this building functions as the Cinematek Indonesia office, and the fifth floor functions as a library, as well as an educational place containing various information about the world of film, complete from the making process to distribution. There are also various cameras used to make films. You can read clippings or books related to film history. The Indonesian Cinematek Library is open to the public every Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, our voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting overbragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Awas nanti jatuh cinta, awas nanti. jatuh cinta, awas nanti jatuh cinta.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a radio lesson on Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language that introduces the vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Agency for Language and Book Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Kerja Bakti, or in English, Community Service. Next, I will give a sample conversation on Kerja Bakti. Kerja Bakti, which means community service. The conversation takes place between Kevin and Boris. Boris is Kevin's new neighbor. Kevin gives information about community service in the neighborhood.
Kevin, apakah di sini ada kerja bakti?
Di sini sering ada kerja bakti.
After listening to the conversation, I will provide phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, kerja bakti. Kerja bakti, which means community service. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Di sini, which means here. Sering, sering, which means often. Sering ada, which means there is often. Kerja bakti, which means community service. Di sini sering ada kerja bakti. Di sini sering ada kerja bakti, which means here there is often community service. Saya jarang ikut kerja bakti. Saya jarang ikut kerja bakti, which means I rarely participate in community service. Saya selalu ikut kerja bakti. Saya selalu ikut kerja bakti, which means I always participate in community service. In the conversation, you heard the statement, di sini sering ada kerja bakti. Di sini sering ada kerja bakti, which means here there is often community service. The word sering, which means often, in this sentence states the description of the frequencies marker. To express something you do frequently, you can use the word sering. For example, di sini sering ada kerja bakti. Di sini sering ada kerja bakti, which means here there is often voluntary work. We can also use other frequency marker like jarang, which means rarely, and selalu, which means always. These two words usually relate to the activities that a person does at a time. Example: Saya jarang ikut kerja bakti. Saya jarang ikut kerja bakti, which means I rarely participate in community service. Saya selalu ikut kerja bakti. Saya selalu ikut kerja bakti, which means I always participate in community service. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, I'll bring you to the sample of conversation one more time.
Kevin, apakah di sini ada kerja bakti?
Di sini sering ada kerja bakti.
Thank you.
and that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Pada diriku, jangan-jangan ku jodohmu. Kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta padaku. Cinta, cinta kepada diriku. Jangan-jangan ku jodohmu. Kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta. Membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta. Awas nanti jatuh cinta. Awas nanti jatuh cinta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Music Corner for today presents a Malay song entitled Kota Ale Ale by M. Sharif. The song Kota Ale Ale was composed by Mawan Salim. This song tells the story of the city of Ketapang, West Kalimantan, which is nicknamed Kota Ale Ale. Ale Ale is a typical Ketapang food made from shellfish, similar to mussels, but smaller in size. In the lyrics of the song, it is said that the city of Ketapang is a cultured city with a rich Islamic history. The city is always remembered when people are far away from their hometown. The music of this song is fast-paced, accompanied by musical instruments such as gendang traditional drum, tambourines, violins, and guitars. Well, listener, here is Kota Ale Ale by M. Sharif. Enjoy the song.
Di Tanjung Pura
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.